With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures entitled The True Solution for a Carbon-Free Society.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The only way to avoid the point of no return climate catastrophe is to take action on the most climatically disastrous course of all, that is, meat production. By now, we have all the evidence, all the information to safely say so. The livestock industry is the top greenhouse gas generator. The last published findings from the United Nations in 2006 told us that the livestock industry causes greenhouse gas emissions more than all the world's transportation sectors combined. Airplane, train, cars, motorcycles, etc. altogether. Updated calculations tell us that the livestock industry is responsible for at least 50% of the global warming. There are three reasons why the livestock industry is the first cause of global warming that we should focus on. First, livestock is the primary human-caused emitter of methane. And methane not only has 72 times the heat-trapping ability, it is a shorter-lived gas. This means that it will leave the atmosphere much faster than CO2. Within just a decade, as opposed to thousands of years you need for CO2. Therefore, eliminating methane by eliminating livestock breeding is the fastest way to cool the planet. You have to tackle the most important of emitters. Next, the pollutant known as aerosols, you already know, or particles released along with CO2 from burning fossil fuels, actually have a cooling effect. Some scientists say it is roughly canceling out the warming effect of CO2. Therefore, much of the warming we are seeing may actually be due to methane. In fact, it is due to methane, and its number one source, that is animal raising. Third, NASA scientists are paying increasing attention to another very serious source of global warming, that is black carbon. I'm sure you know that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the particulate matter known as soot, S-O-O-T, and it is 680 times more heat-trapping than CO2. So black carbon is landing on the ice in Antarctica, absorbing the sun's heat, and accelerating the ice melt. the majority of the black carbon particles in Antarctica are coming from where? South American rainforests that are burned for the livestock industry. Now, we're going somewhere. We must urgently address methane and black carbon, both outcomes of the meat industry. Immediately, we have to tackle it. I pray all wise leaders will halt the lethal meat practice, which is the main force driving us to the point of no return right now. Otherwise, all other efforts to decarbonize our economies may be cancelled out or never have a chance to materialize in the first place.
มีความเป็นไปได้ไหมครับที่จะทำการเก็บกวาดหรือแปลสภาพคาร์บอนไดออกไซด์ที่ห่อหุ้มอยู่ในชั้นบรรยากาศให้เกิดความเบาบางลงครับ
Yes, there's a way. Vegetarian diet. Immediate reduce. What is in the atmosphere if we do not continue the way we are living our life right now, and we will not continue to overload the atmosphere, then it will decrease with time. Maybe long time, but it will decrease. And what important is not to create any more, or not so overwhelmingly, that nature cannot handle. Nature can help to absorb some of the carbon dioxide, but we overload nature. So we have problem right now, and we continue to have problem if we are not doing anything to prevent further destruction of the planet. See, there are already some advanced science to capture CO2 and mix it with seawater to create cement. That will reduce CO2 used by other cement producing method as well, and also reduce new CO2 from polluting the air. It's in the making still, and I hope it will be beneficial and on time so that we have enough time to prevent the global warming. But still, any new technology takes so long to develop and to be in the market. So the best solution, the quickest, the most benevolent, that can change everything from black to white immediately is the vegetarian diet. Because compassion begets compassion.
โปรดตอบคำถามที่ว่าแนวทางการลดมลพิษทางอากาศยานและการป้องกันที่สามารถปฏิบัติได้โดยผู้ปฏิบัติงานด้านการบิน Thank you very much.
If we stop eating animals and be kind to all beings as well as our environment, then we still can keep the existing aviation industry the way it is. Until some better invention, we still have time for that. If we change to vegetarian diet, we can keep everything, not just airplane, but everything else, transportation, car, ship, until we have better one. Even if we don't have better one, this is just a very minimum CO2. And nature can absorb and dilute it for us. It's just the meat industry that causes the most pollution for the planet. That the planet is overloaded. Nature is overloaded. The ocean is overloaded. So everything warm up because of meat and animal products. So airplane is a very small thing. If we stop the meat production, if we stop eating meat and harming the animals, the good, benevolent atmosphere will change everything into a beneficial planet for us. Even before our planet was good, but if we change into vegetarian diet, this planet will become a paradise, will be plentiful, will be peaceful, will be very happy for everybody to live on. So we stop the meat first. Not the flight. But anyway, Of course, it would be good if we have time to invent something new to stop the CO2 from the plane or from other transportation, but that is not urgent. That is not urgent at all, because the pollution from transportation, including airplane, is minimal compared to the pollution that produced by meat. But for your information, in New Zealand, Air New Zealand is retrofitting its planes with the wingtip device so that they can reduce the drag and therefore saving a lot of fuels and reducing carbon dioxide as well. So other industry, other flight, other air can profit from this information from Air New Zealand. But it will take some time, all this, huh? And meanwhile, I don't know if we have enough time to wait for the new invention. So the best, the fastest is vegetarian diet.
Well, Supreme Master, about the issue of global warming, because I believe this is certainly an area that's quite close to your heart, I think what we're asking is what that means for the fate of ourselves, and indeed our planet is one that more and more people are becoming aware of. And many of us are about, you know, the burning of fossil fuels and how that increases greenhouse gases. Now, although we do our best to recycle and change our light bulbs and drive hybrid cars and eat organically local grown food and so on, but according to the UN report, Livestock's Long Shadow from November 2006, that is actually not the number one cause of greenhouse gases. But in fact, the report had found that 18% of all greenhouse gas emissions are caused by the livestock industry, which is more than all forms of transportation put together. For example, scientists have shown that, say the average car produces 3 kilograms a day of CO2 gases, while clearing whale forest to produce a beef for maybe one hamburger produces 75 kilograms of CO2 gases. That's a huge difference of 2,500%. So for anyone wanting to reduce their carbon footprint, this is clearly shows that eating meat has a much bigger impact on the environment than, say, driving your car. Would you be in agreement with what the scientists are saying?
Yes, ma'am. 18% pollution is just part of the estimate. Actually, there are other hidden size causes of global warming, because it's not included, like people get sick and the price we have to pay for the hospital and the taking care and to develop medicine and research and etc. And cost of the sorrow of people who lost a loved one due to meat related illness, yeah? And all the change that we advocate up to now by society is helping, but it's very little, as you can calculate it yourself. Only vegetarian diet can truly help. And as every action provokes another action, and likes attract like. So if we save lives, ours will be spared. Everything else is just, you know, secondary.
За таны амар амгалан гайлтгая.
Greeting, honor to have you there.
За таны санаачилгаар дэмжлэгээр уур амьсгалын өөрчлөлтийг сааруулхад хүний сэтгэхийг өөрчлөх нь зүйтэй Марксийн агуулгын дараа юм сайхан хуралдаан болж байна. Тэгвэл дараах асуултыг тань тавья гэж бодож байна. Хэрвээ хүн хин нэгэн хүн цагаан холтон болоод амьдрал хэдий хэмжээний хүлэмжийн хийг ууруулах боломжтой вэ гэсэн асуулт тавьж байна.
Yes, how much? Very, very much. The carbon reduction is immense by just being vegetarian. We don't even need to cut down on cars and transportation yet. Just being vegetarian, having animal-free diet, we will cut a huge amount of carbon dioxide to stop the global warming. For example, in just 1 year, if a person is having a meat-based diet, he would produce the carbon equivalent of driving a car almost 5,000 kilometers. A vegetarian diet would cut the carbon in half, 50% less, to the equivalent of 2,427 kilometers. And if that person adopts a vegan diet, meaning absolutely no animal products, either used or eaten, then the equivalent is further reduced to just 629 kilometers, which is 87% less than that of a meat-based diet. And best still, for an organic, vegan diet, the most sustainable choice for our planet, that would be the equivalent of 281 kilometers. That is a 94% reduction in carbon emission if the person takes the organic vegan diet. This is the statistic from Institute for Ecological Economy Research in Germany. And this is just carbon alone. We did not mention even the reduction of methane, which has 72 times the warming potential of carbon dioxide over an average of 20 years time span. So you can see clearly how a vegetarian diet can reduce at least 80% of global warming. Thank you, and I hope everybody take a vegetarian diet and best organic vegan diet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
We appreciate your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Join us again tomorrow for part two of The True Solution for a Carbon-Free Society. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned. We bid you adieu for now.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD